God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. What is the craziest dream you can recall ever having? If you can recall at all, it's probably because it was very crazy or because it was last night. We feel as if our dreams make no sense, although there is a rationale, I do believe, behind dreams, and the mind is working all the time, and so God intended that. When you read the Bible, though, sometimes, whether it's the book of Revelation or the book of Zechariah, sometimes there are visions or dreams that just seem beyond reason. They just seem wildly crazy. Now, this is a good opportunity to remind ourselves that there are things in the Bible that perhaps we do not understand, and God does not intend that we fully grasp. But there's more that we can grasp, there's more that God intends us to understand than probably we think, and a lot of times even these visions are among those things that God would have us to at least in some measure understand. Knowing the culture, knowing of the day, knowing the words that God is using, knowing the author that God used and when the scripture was written and for whom and for what reason it was written, all these things help us to figure out what the visions or dreams may be that we read of in the Bible. Having said that, there's just an overall takeaway that you can take from Zechariah chapters 5 and 6. The first 5 verses of chapter 5 talk about God's destruction, and the last verse of chapter 6 talks about God's building. Chapters 1 through 5 says in verse 1, "Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll." So here was a book. In the technology of the day, it was rolled up. This one was unfurled, like a flying carpet, you might say. And it was massive. It was 30 feet by 15 feet. Verse 3 says, "Then said he unto me," that is the angel that we read of in chapter 4, verse 1, "This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth." So what you have is God's truth, God's judgment upon those who are doing wrong, and specifically those who are Jewish, those who are God's people, that were doing what is wrong. He goes on to say, "For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off, as on this side," according to it, that is on one side of this scroll, you have judgment against those who steal. And then the Bible goes on to say in verse 3, "And everyone that sweareth shall be cut off, as on that side," according to it. So the other side, you have God's judgment, God's curse against those that curse. Much could be said, but the bottom line is that this is a vision, this is a curse that seems to haunt these people, like maybe a dream haunts you. Or maybe you've had a good dream, maybe you have a dream that you're the one flying, and you feel buoyant the whole day. Verse 4 says, "I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof." So here is destruction of a curse against those who blaspheme God, those who could know God, but those who are dishonoring him. It's a picture of destruction. The last verse of the next chapter is the exact opposite. It's the exact converse. "And they that are far off shall come and build in the temple of the Lord," those that are dispersed, God's people. "And ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you, and this shall come to pass if ye will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God." So here's the Lord of hosts talking, the Lord of armies, the Lord of might, the Lord of power, and sometimes the Lord of destruction. But he's sending back people to build and to build in his temple if they will diligently obey. So you have a picture of one house being destroyed and another house being built. You have a picture of destruction and a picture of building, and God is behind both. Now, there's a lot that could be said and much that could be learned from both these, but I think the bottom line, just in a careful but brief reading, is be a person with whom God wishes to build. These two homes were incompatible, the homes of the wicked and the home that God wished to build. They're incompatible. They do not coexist. We should love people, but we should love the truth even more. We should love both. We should love people by loving the truth. The bottom line is that you can't have both. So I recently was with some friends for a lovely meal at a beautiful lakefront home. There were pine trees, and I don't know if there's Spanish moss as far north as I was recently, but beautiful home, beautiful location. Between the road and the home was an old barn that our friend told us he was probably going to have to take down. It had been there long before the new house had been constructed, and a tree had fallen on it. And it was in a little bit of disrepair, and it was kind of woebegone. In addition to this old barn, there had been a couple trailers that had been the home on the place. So it was not exactly a beautiful luxury lot. Well, now there's a beautiful home there. So what do you think, before they built the beautiful home, had to be done with the ugly trailers? Well, they had to be taken care of. They had to be torn down. So let me ask you a question. This morning, what is it in your life that needs to be taken out? What is it in your life that needs to be built up? What does God want to build with you and in you? You know, the New Testament says you are God's husbandry. God wants to grow something in you, and you are God's building. All that to say, in short, in a nutshell, be a person with whom God wishes to build today. If God's going to build in you what He wishes to build in you, then it requires us taking a hard look at God's truth, taking a hard look at our lives, and by His grace, doing away with those things that would prevent the good that God wishes to build in us.